Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. Even though Africans have the greatest degree of genetic diversity, a mere 3% of all study participants in genetic studies are of African descent.
That's why a study to better understand schizophrenia took place in Africa, where 99% of human evolution occurred.
Researchers recruited 1,800 people in the Xhosa population, an ancestral African people. About 900 were schizophrenic, and the other half was the control group.
They found in general the Xhosa have greater genetic variation than non-Africans. They also saw that the schizophrenic group is much more likely to have rare damaging genetic mutations.
They're more likely to have unique variants with more than one change in the same gene. These genetic variants have major consequences because they're involved in brain development and neural connections.
The pattern and strength of our neural connections are important in learning, memory, and personality. Something going wrong here can lead to psychiatric disorders.
This study suggests the disease begins during brain development, so even though the symptoms may be subtle in childhood, they get pronounced later.
Genetic research has had a gap with 80% of its study participants from European populations. Since this study is working with a larger gene pool, perhaps they'll get leads into a disease that has been tough to treat.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.